Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Real quick, something you said before we jumped on here, who doesn't get on your nerves? I got a text from my wife yesterday who listened to the podcast.
Oh, yes. Yesterday's episode was wishing your wife a happy birthday.
Yes. And her text pretty much said, so your podcast, your whole podcast was, it's my wife's birthday and it gets on my nerves. And I said, to be fair, everyone gets on my nerves, but that shows how much I love you that I've decided to keep you around.
Oh my gosh.
That really means a lot.
What kind of backhanded compliment is that to your wife?
Well, she always tells me all the time, I feel like I annoy you. And I say, I'm not going to lie, you do. But everyone annoys me. But I love you more than everyone else. There always is a level of annoyance. There will never not be. Like that is a given. You know, like there will always be a level of mercury in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, you find a level of mercury that you can live with. And that's what I found.
I don't know how to react to that. You tell her, you annoy me the least.
That's essentially what it is. Yes. Yeah.
Does that mean your wedding vows?
Kind of. Yeah. I see nothing wrong with that.
Is that engraved in your wedding rings? Is anything engraved in your wedding rings?
My rings would, no.
Oh, something could be engraved in yours then.
It's veneer is what it is as well. So, yeah, a friend of mine made our wedding rings, but no one have anything.
That's very unique.
Engraved in there. Yeah, do you have anything engraved in yours?
Steady as we go.
Is that a...
That's the Dave Matthews Band song we danced to. That was our first dance. Now, it's one of those songs that he'll never perform at any of his concerts, but man, those lyrics are beautiful.
Why won't he perform it if it's a beautiful song? What's his problem? Have you asked him?
I want to.
Have you ever interviewed him?
No, but I did get to meet him.
Have you ever tried?
Have ever tried to interview Dave Matthews?
Yeah.
No, it was hard enough to even get into a meet and greet because...
Why don't we put a guy on this?
What?
Why don't we put a man on this?
Why can't we put a woman on it?
Well, whatever, but I mean, like, the boss, like, I'm sure he knows the record rep. I'm sure we can make this happen. Have you never thought about that? For selfish reasons?
He seems like a very unique guy.
Sure.
When he was doing TV interviews for Farm Aid, when they just came through.
All right.
What a character.
Are you worried that you won't like who he is if you talk to him?
No, because I do love how he is during his meet and greets. It was one of the best meet and greet experiences. Because if you've never been to a meet and greet, a lot of times it's just cattle call. Everybody line up, photo, hi,
yeah,
bye.
That's why I don't like to do a lot of those. I'm not into that. I'm not gonna wait in line to shake Florida Georgia Line's hand and then put on Purell before I do that. which they make you do.
Getting back to my story.
Go for it.
Dave Matthews, I give you props for the way you did your meet and greet because he put everybody in a horseshoe shape. And then the security guard took our camera. So we got to see like those interaction moments. And then he actually chatted with each one of us versus like, oh, you can't talk with me. Move it along.
Yeah,
it's like,
well,
hey, how are you
yes.
guys? He signed a couple things. He signed my husband's leg. That thing became a tattoo.
I love Chris Stapleton, but they could just use a cardboard cutout of Chris Stapleton, and you really wouldn't know much difference.
Did he even say anything?
Did he
just mumble? Like,
I think so. But I can see eye to eye with that. I think he's somebody, we talked about this yesterday, he's somebody who's good on stage.
Correct.
Like Brantley Gilbert, good on stage, not the best at a one-on-one. Like we've talked to Brantley about
Chris Stapleton won't do interviews for
that
reason.
That's right. See, that's what I mean.
Yes.
You know, there's a really neat episode of Jimmy Kimmel where he jumps on Jimmy Kimmel's back. I think.
When you told me that, I could not believe it. I was like, Chris Stapleton did?
Yeah. First you see him kind of sprint, which he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would do that. And then you see a big grin. He's a happy guy. You know,
he's got
kids. He's a dad. He probably runs around. But in the public eye, that's not something that he normally does.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty neat. But you've never thought about, like, you've worked in radio for how long? We've got access to literally anyone that we want to talk to. You've never thought about saying like,
and you know
hey,
what, I am somebody that asks, because you can always get the word no, so why not just ask? Even if
I
he's
we
like
find out.
Yeah, might as well just find out. And if they're like, no, he doesn't do interviews, just like I'm surprised Kenny finally is doing some phone interviews. He hasn't done interviews forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he somebody too that isn't that good with interpersonal. He's better on stage than he is.
Maybe. Because
he seems like he's just got a lot of personality. Just pop. A lot of personality with that little fella.
So I don't know if he got to the point where he's like, I don't need to do interviews, as opposed to Garth Brooks, who will always do interviews, and that's what we love about Garth.
Garth is so awesome. Garth one time was late for an interview, did the interview longer than he should have, then called back and apologized.
Yeah, this is with Jackson. This isn't Good Morning America.
That's what I told him.
It was Jackson in Madison, Wisconsin.
He called back, and I said, he goes, this is Garth Brooks. And I went, hey, Garth, we already talked to you, buddy. And I was like, well, good talking to you again. And then you get weird when he calls you, okay?
Wow, isn't that
you
amazing?
Immediately get weird.
Yes.
And I said, hey, we already talked to you. Like, what's up? And he goes, oh, I just want to apologize for being late. And I said, you don't apologize to me. Like, so that's, he goes, no, I've been doing this for however many years, I'm never late for an interview. Something came up today where the TV I was on ran late, and I was like, all right, how dare you?
Isn't that
like,
great?
You know, like, that
he's
is
the best.
That really is what separates
he's the
him.
The goat of country music.
See, this is what I, whenever I hear about a celebrity who isn't at a Garth Brooks level, that can't take time for their fans,
right.
I go, Garth Brooks is Garth Brooks. Like, he damn near has a healing quality about his about his touch.
Yep.
And he can take time. You mean to tell me that you, who've had one hit, just can't take the time to talk with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
But this man can. Like, there's no, that doesn't work that way.
Yes. Jumping on our Facebook page right now, Debbie, who's I know been to several meet and greets throughout her life being a huge country fan, she says Brad Paisley's meet and greet was disappointing. And he seems like a guy that would love chit-chatting a little bit. So I wonder, sometimes they overbook those meet and greets.
That true?
And they're like, crap, well, you got to get through all these real fast because you got to get on stage, Brad Paisley.
Also, they're doing it before they're going on stage. And some artists do have stage fright. Like, I get very nervous before I go on stage to do comedy. And if someone if someone said to me, hey, you got to meet these people before you go on stage, that would screw me up. So I've always wondered, I guess it's, you know, after the show, you don't want to meet with a bunch of drunk people afterwards, but like the timing of the meet and greet is really weird too. Luke Bryan, it's an assembly line.
Yes.
99% of them are assembly lines, which is why last time Brothers Osborne were in town, they were at the Sylvie, and I had some meet and greets. And my wife and I were waiting in line. And there was someone there that had some friends who they could go in, but their other two friends couldn't go in. So I just took we just took our stickers off and stuck them on their legs and went, hey, go on in there.
Yes.
And they're like, are you sure? And I said, look, if we're being invited into the dressing room to go do some shots like I've been able to do before, and I'm not bragging, you know, but like with those guys, hell yeah, I'll go do that.
Yes.
But to stand in line and shake their hand and get a picture, you're going to get more of a kick out of this than I am.
Yep.
So I want you to enjoy that experience.
Debbie, if you're still watching the live feed right now, if you could make a quick comment on why Brad Paisley's meet and greet was disappointing, I'd love to know why. And then somebody has been asking, oh, Shannon was asking, Jackson, you titled this one, Someone Wasn't Murdered. So they want to know, who wasn't murdered?
Nobody was. That was the thing. We're going to get into this on a Facebook post I saw. And we can start get into it a little bit right now. And I want to find out what South Park apologized for as well.
Oh, you kind of
said
gotta read that.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
So the Crystal Grand is bringing Roseanne.
Yes.
And everyone's mad.
Oh, geez.
And people are now saying, I'm going to boycott the Crystal Grand because Roseanne said something stupid. Like, I
just don't buy tickets. Scroll past.
And something I said to someone yesterday was, when someone murders somebody and they go to jail and they serve their time and they come out, society, especially liberal society, says, hey, they serve their time. They now deserve to go ahead and live their life now.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne didn't murder anybody. She said something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to take everything away from her?
Good point.
Does that make any sense at all? And also, and we'll get into this too, as to what it is she's done for our culture via her TV show. We'll get into that coming up. We got to jump on air right now.
We do a morning show. Is that a podcast?
That's right. Yes. I'm stealing my best stuff, Stephanie. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. A wild Wednesday out there. Sunny today. Much like yesterday, went out to the dog park. It was beautiful. Didn't run into the Ranger once. High of 70. It is maybe a little chilly. 41 at 544.
All week, we're being joined by today's Q106 Storytellers Jam. 26, the mystery artist. And in case you missed it, yesterday, mystery artist number 2 joined the show. And here's a moment. Now, listen closely to the clues.
If someone was to play you in a movie,
ooh, good question,
who would you pick?
How about Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe? Okay. Why wouldn't you go, like, say, Thor or somebody hot?
Russell Crowe is hot. You got to pick Russell Crowe. He's a gladiator, Steffi.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. What in the world is that noise in the background?
I wish you could join us every time. I love your laugh. You're having so much fun with this. Do you wear jewelry?
I have been known to put on a bracelet or two.
A bracelet or two?
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Are you a hat wearer, or do you let the locks fly?
I have locks and I have hats.
Okay. Do you typically wear a hat on stage when you're performing?
Depends on how hot it is outside.
Would it be a cowboy hat or a ball cap?
Maybe somewhere in between.
Oh, man. You were saying so mysterious. This is tough.
This is a tough one.
Do you have tattoos?
3.
Would we be able to see them from the stage when you're performing?
If you're wearing a t-shirt, are they visible?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
But only 3. This is so tough. This is,
have you been in Madison in the last year?
I'll have to check my schedule.
Good answer.
And have you ever performed today's Q106 Storytellers Jam?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
Not the Storytellers Jam.
Okay, now you threw me off again.
Man, you might be our most mysterious mystery artist.
Yes.
See, I swallowed some coffee there after I was actually laughing along with that as well. Oh, we love having these interviews with these mystery artists. If you want to see or hear the full interview, actually, you can go to Q106.com. You can go to our Facebook page or just text mystery to 608-321-1063. And you'll get not only that interview, but also the one that we played on Monday. Ooh. And expect another one today right around 7:30.
Yes, I think we have become a society of hypocrites where it's like,
yes,
love everyone. And then if they say something stupid, they should go on to the stake.
Absolutely. And you know, Roseanne said what people are calling a racist comment. And her defense was, number one, I was on heavy sleeping pills at that time when I did it. And okay, I don't understand why some people get an excuse for their actions when they're drunk and other people don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. And number two, she said, I didn't even know this woman was black, which I'm going to be fair. I didn't know who the woman was. I didn't know she was either. I'm not asking someone's racial identity. I mean, to be honest with you, I had no idea. And she made a stupid comment. Where she got into trouble is her core beliefs. She's a Trump supporter. So right away, they were looking for a reason to catapult her out. Now, I will go ahead on here and say, I am not a Donald Trump supporter. I do not like him. I do not trust him. He also verbally attacked my father on Twitter, which caused death threats and a lot of problems for my family and his supporters, to be honest. Politics aside, I don't like the guy. He's a charlatan. I grew up watching 80s movies. Never really trusted the rich guy from Manhattan. Just don't, and I don't trust any politician for that matter. I mean,
you got to see with your own eyes, though, death threats to
100%
your own family. Are
to
you
my
kidding
own family.
Me? And that's what Roseanne had to deal with for saying something like you said, death threats. Give me a break. Everybody said something stupid.
Yes.
What is this whole thing about digging up skeletons and trying to find something all the time?
This poor kid from Iowa that had the sign up.
That story.
They then found tweets that he's retweeted jokes from Daniel Tosh.
Yes.
What even things that he had himself had said when he was 16. He's now 23 years old. I am a totally different person now at 39 than I was when I started here at today's Q106. Completely different person.
Yes.
We grow as people.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, if you go to jail for something and you get out, you now get a chance at a new lease on life. But if you say something, you're not allowed to do that. You know, Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, he apparently was a douchebag when he was in college, which 99% of guys are. So now it means he's a douchebag when he's a 50-year-old, 60-year-old judge. Now, I don't know exactly what it was that he did or what it was that he was a part of, and I'm not excusing anything that was done, but don't people get a chance to change? Does he have a pattern of doing those exact same things for the last 30 years? I don't think so, because there's no record of that. So doesn't he get a chance to change? I mean, isn't that what it's about? And what I was going to say about Roseanne,
mm-hmm.
people don't realize is the first kiss between same-sex people was on Roseanne. The first show that had several openly gay characters was on Roseanne. They covered things like racism, domestic abuse, so many different things that show covered and did so much for our society, honestly, on bringing that stuff out of the darkness. And she says one stupid thing as an old woman who also has a brain trauma
from when
she was younger.
Yep.
Now we want to go ahead and fire up the stakes and get the pitchforks.
Yes.
Makes no sense.
I know. I agree with you on that one for sure. Some of our live feeders are having a little fun with this now.
Oh, that
sounds
was bad.
Like you might have a problem with Roseanne if she's mystery artist number two. That was a good one, Eric.
She's going to 9797. She's going to sing the national anthem. If you've never seen Roseanne's version of the national anthem, it is awful. Right. And that's okay. So Steven Tyler did the national anthem at the Indy 500 from Aerosmith. All right. And at the end of it, in the home of the. And he did that. And everyone got mad at him. And it's like, you hired Steven Tyler to do the national. You hired Roseanne Barr. She's a comedian who's got a voice like this to sing the national anthem. Now, I'm assuming you didn't expect her to grab her crotch, flip everyone off, and spit. But
that was a little over the top.
What the hell did you expect at that time? She was also jacked up on cocaine.
Oh man! Like,
I mean, I guess speaking of which, a college hired Snoop Dogg to do a performance, and then Snoop Dogg, of course, had strippers on poles. He had guns that shot money, machine guns. Like there's a gun, like a money gun,
like those T-shirt guns.
That's right. Yeah. That shot fake bills, fake bills out and things like that. And he was doing a Snoop Dogg show, and the college had to apologize for it. And Snoop Dogg goes, "You asked for a Snoop Dogg show." It's like it's too bad he doesn't have a 25 year long career where they could look back and know what to expect when you hire Snoop Dogg. What the hell is wrong with people?
Oh, boy.
If you don't want that stuff, hire Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon's not going to do that. Like, you know, hire Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper's a really nice guy. I doubt he has any strippers at his shows. You know, but you hire Lil Wayne, you hire Snoop,
man.
Expect there to be some stripper poles.
Yes. Real quick, Debbie commented back, asked, you know, why she thought Brad Paisley's meet and greet was kind of disappointing. She said she felt that Brad did not want to be there. It was kind of under contract. I asked him a question and he snarled at me. Oh my gosh. I had the exact opposite reaction from Brad Paisley a couple times. So I feel so bad for you, Debbie, that you experienced that one.
I feel bad about that.
Brad is such a good guy.
This
is funny.
Something that I'm always afraid of doing too. Sometimes you'll catch me out in public and I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I know that Jackson's. I'm normally a jovial person. Honestly, I'm grumpy, as I like to put it. But when I have interactions with people, I'm normally in a good mood, and I try. I'm maybe not inside my head, but outwardly, maybe Brad was having a bad day.
I know
that day because everything I've heard about him, really sweet guy. But maybe he was one of those days he was stressed out.
Yeah,
his wife was going to go shoot Father of the Bride 3. Something like, you know.
I know. Gotta give him an off day sometimes.
Yeah,
I guess,
him and Peyton Manning were arguing about
the jingle that they were making.
A nationwide commercial. He had to deal with Peyton again.
Oh, man.
You know, Peyton didn't bring any Papa John's pizza to the next commercial shoot.
But that is a good point. He needs to put his face on because you and those 30 people, like you said, Debbie, were there probably for the first and only time of ever getting the chance to meet Brad Paisley.
Yes.
So it's like he has to put that aside and be like, I know it's his day to day. It's his every day, but it's not your every day. I'm like, oh my God, I'm meeting Brad Paisley. I'll never see this again.
It's just Tuesday for him, but it's Brad Paisley day for you. And I think that someone who's in the limelight like that maybe just doesn't realize that. But I bet you he would hate to see something like that, to know that someone would think negatively about him. Because it's not really his persona. He's one of the only country artists that can actually turn a phrase, like make a joke. Like when there's every once in a while, he'll sit down with Jimmy Kimmel. They'll be in a bar, and he's fast.
Yes,
like
he's so witty.
Very, very funny, which is why I'm kind of disappointed the CMAs got rid of it, and just has Carrie. Carrie's great.
I don't know what's going to happen.
But Brad's the entertaining one in that show.
I know.
Like, I mean, Carrie's nice to look at. I'm sorry. But Brad really is the one that tells fun jokes.
Yeah, it's kind of like me and you, where you're the jokester, and yeah. I'm the one that's the sweet person on stage. Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
Speaking of getting in trouble, Brad got in trouble one time for one of his jokes he did while he was on stage. It was right when Black-ish came out. And they said, hey, just so you know what you're missing on other channels, Black-ish is on. Right now, you're watching White-ish.
Right.
And everyone
I remember
got
that
so
joke.
Mad. It's like, are we going to pretend that 98% of that audience was
did they zoom to Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
The one black guy there?
That was
it.
Before Jimmy Allen or Kane Brown or anybody else was there.
Yes.
The only black folks you had there were working. Like, they sure as hell weren't in the audience.
Yes, I remember that joke. That was a
great joke. And everyone, yeah. Brad Paisley can't say that. You can't mention things like that.
Oh, my God. Put him on the stake next to Roseanne.
That's right. Fire him up. Let's go ahead and get the gas cans out and roast some marshmallows over him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Should we wrap up there?
I think we should. I think we kind of covered some stuff today. We're going to find out maybe what South Park had to apologize for.
Yeah, I have to read that story.
I know that China just completely eliminated all South Park after their most recent episode, which I've never heard them apologize for anything they've ever done, which is why I love them.
South Park creators offer fake apology after show is
okay,
erased in
go.
China.
Sorry,
okay,
we're back.
Sorry.
We're back.
There
all
we
right.
go now. Okay.
That's why I love them so much. They have zero Fs to give, and they make fun of everyone. They hate Republicans and Democrats equally.
Yes.
And one of my favorite, we'll get into on this, one of my favorite lines, they said, either everything is funny or nothing is. You can't pick and choose what it is you're going to make fun of.
Mm-hmm.
So we make fun of everything, and in the worst and best way possible. So have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.